T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What is going on? It's Mark Owens. Thanks for checking out the 10-Minute Tailgate Tour. Give me a follow on Twitter at Marco6262. Also, we continue to talk about Georgia and SEC and everything college football at CFB929, at CFB929. How you feeling? Been about a week and a half since Georgia's national. You know what? I'm over it. I'm good. I'll be honest. You know, people saw me and they were like, oh, Mark, how are you? I mean, 2 days later, I was fine. It hurts my soul, but I was talking to somebody last night. It was so good just to see Georgia in the national championship. But I'm not one of those. I'm not going to mourn a sporting event for more than about 24 to 48 hours. And that's the extent of it. And even that seems a little long just because it was Georgia. And 9 times out of 10, about 24 hours after the game, after the Super Bowl, after a Braves or have an epic meltdown or something, in about 24 hours, I'm moved past it. And with Georgia, give me about 2 days, I'm more annoyed than anything, but I'm not like, go jump off a cliff. The future looks great for Georgia. So even today, I have my Georgia gear on today. You're still wearing Georgia? Well, yeah. I'm wearing Georgia till the day I die. So I wanted to this week, I broke down every game in the 2017 season. And just kind of a recap of the historic season. But unfortunately, I just ran out of time and didn't get a chance to do the show that I wanted to, because I want to spend, it'll probably be a pretty long 10-minute tailgate tour. It's pretty detailed, and I want to give it the proper time it needs to make it good. So I apologize. I think I teased last week that we'd have it. But with MLK Day, I was out on Monday, the snow day. I was out the other day, and so just everything got a little ass backwards. So I will do that for you next week, and I'm very excited about it. I spent a little bit of time working on this, and just kind of, and I know most people, unless you're a diehard Georgia fan, you've pretty much put the 2017 season behind you, and now you're already preparing for 2018 season. But for the diehards like us, it was kind of a fun look back to a really, really good year for Georgia. So we'll do that next week. But I do got a handful of stories for you, a tidy little 10-minute tailgate tour for you. So let's talk about bowl games. And you know, if you've ever listened to this or you've listened to Rick and John 19 on the game, you know I love college football bowl games. I don't care that there's 42 or there are 112 or 315 bowl games. I'll watch every one. Why? Because it's college football. And you know, in December, regular season's over, it still gives you a handful of games. And also, you're going to see matchups you wouldn't normally see. And for the players, I enjoy it because 90% of the players in college football will not go to the NFL. So this is the opportunity for some of the seniors to have one more game and to travel a little bit. Okay, Birmingham may not be a sexy place to go, but go travel and go play one more game. Get a swag bag. Another couple of weeks to spend with your brothers on your football team. Well, for everyone that loves to complain and cry about, oh, there's too many games, we are still watching those games. This comes from Sports Media Watch. They track 36 of the college football bowl games. Some very interesting stats from these. No surprise, biggest watch game was the national championship, 28.4 million viewers. The least watched college football bowl game was the Camellia Bowl, Middle Tennessee and Arkansas State, 1.1 million viewers. That was on Saturday, December the 16th on ESPN. Some more interesting takeaways from the 30 other games. The most watched non-playoff bowl, the Citrus Bowl of Notre Dame and LSU, 8.7 million viewers. The least watched bowl with two power schools, and that would be the Holiday Bowl, putting Michigan State and Washington State, 1.6 million viewers. That was also on FS1. I don't normally look at FS1 and even Fox as a college football powerhouse. I love the way that Fox handles football, NFL. I like the way they cover baseball. I really enjoy their NASCAR coverage. But I just feel like watching Fox do college football feels forced, and it feels a little out of place. The most watched bowl game with a power school versus a non-power school, that would be the Las Vegas Bowl, Oregon and Boise State, 3.8 million viewers. Most watched bowl game with no power opponents, that would be the Armed Forces Bowl, Army and San Diego State, with 3.4 million viewers. And here we go back to this. The most watched non-ESPN ABC Bowl, that would be the Sun Bowl, that was on CBS, that would be NC State and Arizona State, 2.2 million viewers. All right, additionally, the four most viewed non-playoff bowl games all featured an SEC school. So the biggest bowl games that were not in the playoffs all had an SEC school. That included the Citrus Bowl, which had LSU, the Outback Bowl, which had South Carolina, Music City Bowl, which had Kentucky, and Gator Bowl, which featured Mississippi State. And finally, you had over 200 million fans So all in all, you had over 200 million fans tune into bowl season this year. So when people talk about there's too many games and they don't matter and who cares about the, you know, San Diego County Pinstripe Camellia Armed Forces Bahamas Hawaii Bowl. Well, people do. So here are the top five most watched college football games this season outside of the playoffs and the national championship. Ohio State and Michigan in late November that had 10 million viewers. Alabama, Florida State to kick off the season, 12 million viewers. Ohio State and Wisconsin for the Big Ten championship, 12 million viewers, almost 13 million on that one. Georgia and Auburn in the SEC championship, 13 million viewers. And Alabama at Auburn, the Iron Bowl that had 13.6 million viewers. All right, how about this? So everybody's having to pay off their fantasy football bets. I don't do fantasy football, mainly because I'm lazy. But this one's actually kind of fun. Justin Polichick, he came in dead last in his fantasy football league. His punishment, he had to spend 24 hours in a Waffle House. There was a disclaimer. He could shave off 20 minutes for each waffle he consumed. He ended up eating 7 waffles, so he only had to hang out in this Waffle House for 21 hours and 40 minutes. Airbnb. Everybody used Airbnb yet, that home sharing? We've talked about it before where hotels and motels are getting pissed off at Airbnb because they're not getting taxed like the hotels do. But they released some of their numbers regarding college football towns. And Penn State is the most popular school for Airbnb. They made over $1.4 million, followed by Colorado, University of Michigan, Virginia, and UC Berkeley. Very popular towns for Airbnb. And this is the last story I want to do on today's 10-minute tailgate tour because UCF, they're starting to get on my nerves. Okay, congratulations, UCF. You had a perfect season. Well done. All right, you gave yourself a parade. You're hanging up banners. You're patting yourself on the back. You're giving the coaching staff bonuses because of your perfect season. No one is arguing that you had an undefeated season. Here's what they're doing now. The administration at UCF, they are now asking the Florida legislature to take it a step further by allowing license plates to recognize the team's fake national championship. So you know how if you're a George fan, you can buy the Circle G on your tag. If you're a Braves fan, you can get the A, you know, on your license, on the back of your car. Well, now UCF wants this state to create license plates recognizing UCF as a national champion. Slow your roll a little bit, UCF. Nobody is recognizing your national championships. You are the only one to do that. If you're so proud of it, make a tag. Make a license plate and put it on the front of your car. Make all the stickers you want to. Give out free tattoos to fans that want to get a tattoo promoting your incredible season. But, dude, stop. Now you're asking the legislature, hey, will you make us a license plate? It won't surprise me if they do it. Because if you get that tag put on, if you want that emblem, if you want the Braves, the Falcons, the Georgia Circle G, you have to pay more for the tag. I think it's an extra $70. So, sure, I wouldn't surprise me if Florida did it. Make a little extra tax money off of a fake national championship. Why not? Because of the government. All right. Thanks for listening to the 10-Minute Tailgate Tour. Kind of a hodgepodge of a mess of a show. But I do appreciate you checking it out. And next week, set some time aside because I'm really looking forward to next week's show where we do a complete recap of the 2017 magical season. Give me a follow on Twitter at Marco6262. Also at CFB929, at CFB929. Hope you have a great week. As always, do go Dawgs.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.